Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle when I drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. At least that's what I used to do before we stayed home and did the COVID thing from home. And now, because it's summer, each week we're talking about ways to recharge our batteries and reset the table for what's going to be a interesting year, to say the least. More on that in a moment. But first things first, this week and every week, new episodes every Monday. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to like or subscribe or leave a comment on your favorite podcasting app. It does help people find it. I'm also available to talk further on Twitter at MeehanEDU. Hit me up and let's go. We'll do that as much as we can. And I have a website, which is www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline. Because I'm fired up to teach and I'm fired up to share, and I have tons of stuff you're welcome to borrow and use and edit in any way you like while they're on the website, totally free. I also wrote a book called Adrenaline Rush, which is all about game-changing student engagement inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. And super cool bonus, all summer long, I'm hanging out with the awesome folks from Microsoft CUE, and we're doing digital, virtual, global EdTech Academy summits, where you just visit the website at a scheduled time, and we talk about all sorts of really cool stuff, ways to change the game in our classrooms using educational technology. There's a fantastic lineup, and I'm not even going to start mentioning names because I would omit so many of the people who are really, really great, but the Global EdTech Academy through Microsoft has been fantastic. I'll put the link in the show notes, and I'm giving presentations pretty much every couple of weeks, every couple of days, whether they're office hours or deep dives, masterclass style stuff. We can talk about game-based learning, student-centered stuff, total autonomy, surrendering to our students and like riding that crazy wave of awesome energy that they're bringing to our classes. And I'll be talking with them and you all summer long with Microsoft and CUE. So I'll put that link in the show notes. But today, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about summer. I feel like Olaf. Ah, summer, right? You know, in the Frozen movie. What is it like to get to the summer? Because this, for me, is like my second full week of summer vacation. We wrapped up. The kids left. We left a little bit more of teacher PD for a few days, weeks, kind of got ready for the resetting of the tables. And here we are, summertime. So what are you doing? Hopefully you're recharging your batteries in whatever way it is. If you have your own children, your own families, hopefully you're spending a little bit of time with them as quarantine allows. What are you doing to kind of get yourself ready for not doing school when we've spent the last 3 months doing school in like the exact worst way possible, right? And thinking with some eyes towards the fall, what are you going to do so that when we come back in 3 months, you know, you get June, July, and August off, but you come back in September and we hit that ground running, because our families and our parents and the ones who are sending their kids back to the schools, if they are going to be sending them back to the schools, we have to be prepared for pretty much everything. Hybrid teaching, at-home teaching, in-person teaching, swing schedules, block schedules, mixed schedules, split schedules. It's going to be a lot. We'll talk about that stuff in other podcasts, and we've talked about a lot of it before today. But today, what I really just want to talk about is the exact opposite of that. I was reading a book the other day. It's called Games, Art as Agency. The author's last name is Nguyen, with an N. It's a brand new book, and it's about how games work and the science and the philosophy behind games. He's actually a philosophy professor, I believe, out in Utah. But I love what he said in the book. He said, you know, it's sort of paradoxical when we try to relax. If you are really stressed out at work, if you're really stressed out, like, you need to go home, you need to go home, you need to relax, you need to relax, you need to relax. Think about a yoga practice, right? You need to relax, you need to relax, you need to relax. It's not by going to yoga and saying, I need to relax, that you relax. There's actually something paradoxical about it. You can't go home and say, this is my thing I'm doing to relax. Look how relaxed I am. Let me focus on being relaxed. And that's where relaxation happens. Rather, says the author, he says, it's in doing the work where you just don't think about the things that are causing you stress. That's where relaxation happens. So it's by focusing on the flexibility, or by focusing on your body's movement, or by focusing on your pose, or your breath, in a yoga class, for example, that's where relaxation occurs. You're not focusing on how do I relax, how do I relax. Rather, you're saying, how do I hold this pose? How do I hold this breath? How do I move my body in such a way that, and so on and so on. And I think that's really, really empowering and really, really smart. Because when we play games, we don't sit down and say, I'm going to play this game for an hour. Look how relaxed I am. Look how relaxed I am when I play this game. Rather, you're saying, oh no, I don't want to buy Boardwalk. Or, uh-oh, I landed on Park Place. Or, no, I got doubles. Now I go to jail. Like, it's in doing that that time flies. We go back to the science behind that from Mihai Csikszentmihalyi, talk about the flow state, right? the idea that when your skill is ramping up, as the difficulty is ramping up, you hit that moment where time flies and you lose track of everything. You'll forget to eat, forget to sleep, forget to use the restroom, forget to take out the garbage, because you're just kind of hooked in the activity, and just before you know it, it's 2, 3, 4 hours later. Great books do that to us, video games do that. And I really want to talk about a lot of that stuff today, and the science behind or the psychology behind that, because that's the thing that's going to help you fill up those tanks simply by taking those pressure releases for the next 2 or 3 months. And I don't think I can stress it enough. I don't know what your particular preferred relaxation is, whether it's books or music or movies or athletics or travel or family. Some of that stuff is invariably going to be shifted or changed this summer in light of COVID. Live concerts, for example, probably aren't going to happen. Travel to far off locations, especially European vacations, are probably not going to happen, as the United States is still, many of the listeners of the United States are still under some degree of state or national quarantine, so that these things are just not being allowed, free travel between spaces. Those big summer events where you go out to festivals or outdoor, block parties or, amusement parks. Many people don't feel comfortable with those things. And unfortunately, many of those economies can't support the seasonal work it would be necessary. So they're not going to be open for the foreseeable future while we kind of figure out what that looks like. If you are fortunate enough to have family who might have house at the beach or, house in the mountains or something like that, you can kind of take a weekend or a week. Maybe you have the chance to kind of go there and relax. But even that stuff is going to be largely affected by the number of people who are allowed to be in those spaces. Maybe lake houses is a great example of something that's still very able to be done. You can go out on the lake. You can go out on the boat. You can go out by the river. You can go out and just kind of zonk out or have a few drinks or sit with family. But those big crowded beaches, those large block parties, those big summer, trips to Europe or those amusement parks, probably not happening this summer. So what are ways that you could unwind for yourself? Unfortunately, yoga classes, if you sign up for them, are probably being done by Zoom. And there's always a constant reminder that you're not really there when you're doing this stuff, if you're doing it through your computer. And if you do go to these live places, until there's a vaccine for this COVID stuff, we're talking about they're probably going to be a mask. So when you go to your gym, it's hard to allow yourself to surrender to that moment and hit that flow state, because through that whole process, you're like, oh, dang it. I'm still constantly aware that I'm in a place where there is masks, or in a place where there is constant spray bottles, or in a state where there's a social distancing being practiced. And that can be really hard. It's those small, like a piece of glass under your skin, where you're just reminded awkwardly of, this, something isn't right about this. And so how can we create for ourselves through the summer moments where we just kind of relax and we breathe and we allow ourselves to think not of the distractions, but just of the time we're spending and enjoying that time away from all of the crazy and all the distractions that are going to wind up happening when we are in our classrooms. That's a challenge. So what I've found for me is, this is just some few tips. I'll talk about it often. I've done whole podcasts about it. Talk about what I call the spice flower, that you kind of try to grow yourself spiritually, physically, intellectually, creatively, and emotionally. But thinking about things that allow you, to the best of your abilities, to likewise grow those same skills in the retreats or in the rejuvenations that you seek outside of school. Now, if you're talking about spiritual growth, maybe trips to your local church or your local place of worship, your mosques or your temples may not be available while we're still in shutdown. But it doesn't mean you can't take some time if you are a person of faith and do some meditation or do some reflection, maybe in some prayer journaling. With holy scriptures or holy texts, that may be a real valuable thing to you. Just for those moments to allow yourself to be or allow yourself to breathe, whether it's a daily prayer, or just a moment of, some sort of reflection. My own faith is Catholic, and I've found that doing the rosary, hey, it's 15 minutes, but it's a thing for me that allows me to just be present in that moment. I think that's really powerful. There's a line in the Hail Mary that says, "Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death." And in the Catholic tradition, that's sort of a cool thing, because there's only really two moments in your life. There's the eternal now, like right now. Right now you're listening to a podcast. Right now we're talking, right now. And then there's an hour of our death. If you are constantly worried about the tomorrows and the yesterdays and all the other stuff, you lose sight of that now. How often do we allow ourselves to just be present in that moment? And again, I talk about playful learning, allowing us to do that, right? You're playing Monopoly. You're not worried about what's going to happen in 20 minutes with your own rent. You're worried about, can you actually pay for the quote rent on Boardwalk or Park Place? and you're present in that moment. So really allowing yourself a chance to escape that spiritual. Talk about physical. I love running. I know it's a stupid thing, but nothing better than like when the sun's just about to set for me and like the weather is comfortably in the 70s, maybe the high 70s, to grab a bottle of water and just go for a few miles, just get my legs stretched. I've avoided that hot part of the day, but I've really had a chance to, as my day ends and with a chance to clear my thoughts, to just disappear into the run, to focus on my stride or my strength, my breath. And just like that, it's an hour later, 2 hours later, and I feel physically much stronger. My metabolism is good. I grab a shower. I feel like refreshed. I have a nice dinner. And like that physical commitment to self, maybe that forces you to do something small, like focus on your diet differently or drink more water. But little things like that really can help you turn the corner, because as your spice flower grows in pieces and parts, each of those petals kind of grows, and you kind of want to grow the other ones so you don't have a funky looking one petaled flower. We're talking about intellectual stuff. If you love reading, I love using the summer as a chance to read fiction. Books that I've been on my list or nonfiction books that are not PD books that I just have been wanting to read for a really, really long time. I just finished a great book by Colson Whitehead, which was won the Pulitzer Prize, called The Underground Railroad, which is a bit of historical fiction and magical realism. And it won, I think, the National Book Award in 2016. It's been on my list for forever, and I was like, oh, great. And what really spurred me the chance to read it this summer was he just won the National Book Award again, or the Pulitzer Prize again, for his book The Nickel Boys, which was released, I guess, last year. So I was really excited to like bang out both of those books in the same stretch. Intellectually, I think that's fascinating. What is the best book in the world, according to people who know this stuff, right? And then like to lean back and like, oh, that's so different. That's so fascinating, so creative, so cool. And it reveals a lot about social justice and intellectual creativity and things that people want to, you know, do better in my own classrooms. And then I think about ways I can kind of work it into my classrooms, because being a teacher, you never really stop. But in reading that book, it's fascinating, it's compelling, it's gripping, and you're turning every page wanting to see how it goes. That's awesome, right? Talk about creativity as the next one in the spice flower, right? S-P-I-C-E, the C for creativity. I wrote a book. That's awesome. So I'm spending this summer thinking about what do my next projects look like? You know, the bear went over a mountain. And once you're over that mountain, what do you do? My own creativity, I feel like I get that itch. And that's not to write a book today, but maybe it's to start working on a project that could be in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year, so that by the start of next summer, I have this thing ready to go. What are you doing to kind of scratch that itch for yourself? It could be something around your house. Hey, I have this backyard project I'm meaning to get started on. I wanted to build that deck, or I wanted to learn this new craft or learn this new activity, where you're not worried about school every day. You're sort of allowing your brain to recharge, to offload, to decompress, to defrag, and then create more bandwidth for yourself when you come into the classrooms. Something as creative as singing or acting may be sort of taken away from us in this time where we don't have the chance to have live theater or live performances. But it doesn't mean you can't work privately and just write and create for the sake of yourself. Doing things that are, you know, generating that maybe are just for an audience of you or for some close friends. But that can be really, really empowering. There are a bunch of games that really live in that creative space. Even something as old school as Dungeons and Dragons. If you find a guild of people who want to play with on a Zoom call, you dial in regularly on your campaign, and you're constantly making choices that affect the way that that game is unfolding. That's cool. And we want to see chances in our classrooms where our kids make meaningful choices that affect the shape and turn the course of where things are going. So could you do that at home? And maybe just in some fun games, like, I don't know, play some Animal Crossing, play some, Mario Kart. Make some creative choices that you try to level up and try to get yourself to that next space, whether it's physically outside of your house room or in your own hobbies or the digital hobbies we have. It's a great way to kind of just turn your brain off while you also turn your brain on. And last but not least, talk about emotional stuff. What are you doing to get yourself well and healthy emotionally, reconnecting with the people who matter to you, whether that's small, maybe modified versions of family vacations, or it's tidying up things that you've been meaning to do for a really long time in the terms of affairs of the heart, where you're trying to put things to bed and saying, okay, this chapter of my life is moving on for the next one, or you're falling in love again, or you're making yourself say, hey, I have some time in my own head, in my own space, where you're like, hey, I can date again because it's summertime, or you know what, I can go visit my folks, or I can go visit my nephews or nieces, my aunts and uncles. I can recommit to maybe writing letters or, you know, writing emails or sending text messages. Just those things, because during the school year, as a teacher, we know it gets so crazy. You know, what are things that you can do to lean in that creativity, that energy, that excitement? So again, that spice flower is a really good example of bringing yourself to the summer so that you just are fully present in that eternal now of these next couple of months, because when we come back, it's going to be crazy, man. And we have to figure out better ways to do that. But there will be time for those conversations too. In each thing, a season and a time and a purpose. And right now, I think we have to surrender to the purpose of what this is, which is a chance to just be here now. We work on the rest later. All right, that's it for today. God bless you. Stay safe. More every Monday. Like I said, hang out with me this Friday. Microsoft CUE at the Global EdTech Academy. I'll put the link in the show notes. I am so fired up and so thankful and so awesome to hang out there. But in the meantime, just do you, man. We'll hang out on Friday. And then you just grab some popcorn and we can just chill and we can talk. More on that on Friday and more all summer long. You can find all this stuff on my website, adrenalinerush.com. Stay safe, be well, and catch you next time. Thanks again.